Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry.
High fly ball, left field. Well struck. And forget it. Out of here. Christopher Morel, a no doubter to left. He takes the closer deep, and the Cubs have a lead. It is 3-1 here in the ninth. Whoa.
Audio from Marquee Sports Network. Christopher Morel hit a two-run homer off Edwin Diaz to snap a ninth-inning tie, and the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 3-1 last night after being held hitless by Luis Severino into the eighth inning. There's good news for the Cubs, too. Left-handed pitcher Justin Steele is expected to throw about 60 to 65 pitches Wednesday in a rehab start for AAA Iowa. It's possible he could rejoin Chicago's rotation after that. Steele has been on the injured list since leaving his opening day start March 28th after straining his left hamstring. Max Kepler had a tie-breaking RBI single in the ninth inning. The Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2 last night for their eighth straight win. The Tigers and Cardinals saw their series opener at Comerica Park postponed last night due to forecasted inclement weather. They'll make it up today with a traditional doubleheader beginning at 3:40. The South Bend Cubs travel north to Lansing for the first time since 2021 to take on the Lugnuts in a week-long series. The Cubs hope to get their first series victory of the season against the 10-11 Lugnuts. An early pitch tonight at 6:05 with coverage starting at 5:45 here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Newt Rockne has returned to Notre Dame. The legendary football coach's casket was exhumed from Highland Cemetery in South Bend and reburied at the university's Cedar Grove. The graves of his wife, son, and grandson were also moved. As time has gone on, the site at Highland would become damaged from fans visiting. The family hopes fans will be more respectful at Cedar Grove. Bo Bauer is getting another shot in the NFL. On Saturday, the former Notre Dame linebacker announced on his Instagram that he had signed with the Washington Commanders. Didn't specify if he signed with the team as a free agent or was only invited to participate in rookie minicamp. After going undrafted in 2023, Bauer participated in the Seattle Seahawks rookie minicamp last spring. However, his NFL stint did not last beyond that. Bauer joins former Irish quarterback Sam Hartman and edge rusher Javonte Jean-Baptiste. The Commanders selected Jean-Baptiste with the 222nd overall pick in this year's NFL draft. Hartman went undrafted but signed on with Washington as a free agent.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No timeout by the Lakers, they gotta go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot, no! Zeros on the clock, the Nuggets advance!
Audio from TNT. Jamal Murray overcame a strained left calf, management's suggestion that he sit this one out, and another haymaker from the Los Angeles Lakers to score 32 points and sink the game winner with 3.6 seconds left last night. Denver wins 108-106 to knock the Lakers out of the playoffs. The Nuggets point guard is the first player in the past 25 seasons with multiple go-ahead shots in the final 5 seconds of a single playoff series, and only the fourth player to do it multiple times across a single postseason. The Lakers' loss sent LeBron James to his earliest playoff exit. After the game, the almost automatic question came up.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
The Oklahoma City Thunder became the youngest team in NBA history to capture a playoff series. They did it in convincing fashion as the top seed in the Western Conference and sweeping the New Orleans Pelicans out of the playoffs last night with a 97-89 win. Derek White scored a career-high 38 points and led the East's top seed Boston Celtics past the 8th-seeded Miami Heat 102-88 to take a 3-1 lead in their opening round NBA playoff series. Tonight, the Indiana Pacers look to close out the Bucks in Milwaukee in Game 5 of their series at 9:30 on TNT. New York, up 3-1 in their series, hosts Philadelphia at 7 o'clock on TNT. Orlando and Cleveland tip off at 8 o'clock on NBA TV, knotted at 2 games apiece. Grace College was one of the best teams in NAIA last season, thanks in no small part to the play of LaGrange native Elijah Malone. Malone averaged 17.3 points and 8.3 rebounds per game, en route to being named the NAIA National Player of the Year and winning the Bevo Francis Award as the best small college player in the country. This caught the attention of a lot of NCAA Division I programs, so it wasn't too much of a surprise on Monday when Malone announced that he's transferring to Colorado. The Prairie Heights High School grad is getting his degree from Grace College next week. Malone has one final season of eligibility remaining due to the COVID year. The leaders of college sports are involved in deep discussions to reach a legal settlement that would likely lay out the framework for sharing revenue with athletes in a future NCAA business model. The NCAA and its power conferences are defendants in an antitrust class action lawsuit, House versus NCAA, which argues that the association is breaking federal law by placing any restrictions on how athletes make money from selling the rights to their name, image, or likeness. The case is scheduled to go to court in January of 2025. If the plaintiffs win a trial, the NCAA and its schools could be liable to pay more than $4 billion in damages, which has motivated many leaders across the industry to seek a settlement. In the NHL, Florida is moving on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after beating Tampa Bay 6-1 and winning their series 4-1. The West top seed Dallas Stars pulled even at two games apiece in their series with the Vegas Golden Knights, winning 4-2.
Mostly sunny skies today and quite mild. We'll see light winds, high temperatures right around 70. Clear skies tonight down to 55. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.